first lecture, which is the right beginning for a successful life. The right beginning of a successful life. And from what I have read yesterday in your definition or your understanding of what does success means to you, so the word accomplishments have been repeated, and I'm glad that you know such a word, because accomplishments and success are very have very close relations. So that word have been repeated. So I thought that it might be useful that we know what's the difference between. I'm not hiding the screen. Good. What's the difference between accomplishments and success? Are they, do they have the same meaning, or really they have a different meanings? So, if you look at the, in your dictionary, and you see what is accomplishment mean, so you found that it is a result of, the result we desire when we try to reach specific goals. So you have a goal in your mind, and you have achieved this goal, so this is accomplishment. This is accomplishment. You have reached a desirable goal that you have set to your life. And I'm going to give you an example for this, that from someone, whether you like him or you don't like him, whatever it is, but someone who is an accomplisher, if you would like to, if this is a right English word, or someone who is achiever, right, like, for example, LeBron James. All right, so he said, oh yeah, so someone likes him here, that's fine. All right, so LeBron James, because we're talking about accomplishments, right? So he have won four MVPs. He was four times MVPs. He had three NBA championships. He has a lifetime endorsement deal with Nike worth more than $1 billion. So yesterday, as I'm reading your, what is your understanding of success? So the word money was repeated. The word good life was repeated. The word good house was repeated. The word accomplishment was repeated. So we thought that we will bring such someone who has accomplished, who has accomplishments. Okay. Furthermore, LeBron James in 2017, he bought a mansion in Los Angeles for $23 million that has 10 bedrooms. And it has an onyx bar. So something that I'm very sure that anyone, any human being in the world will like to have such an achievement and accomplishment. Furthermore, LeBron James gave his fiance a ring worth of $300,000. And he bought his mom, he did good things also, he bought his mom a Porsche car in her birthday. And furthermore, he spent $42 million in kids to college, in sending kids to college. So it seemed that great accomplishments in with the human life language. So if you want to talk about accomplishments, I think all these are accomplishments. But is that what all what we are talking about? Because now we are going to differentiate between that accomplishment, achievements, and success. All right, so now what is success then? All right, so we saw that these are all accomplishments, but what is success? So after really searching and understanding the word and what it means, you'll find that it is not just the mere achievement or accomplishment that you have done, but number one, it is the positive consequences or outcome of an achieved accomplishment. So does this accomplishment that I have another dimension of positive consequences or outcome. And then we are going to read the word prosper. If you search about the word prosper in Greek, it's a word called idu, and idu meaning success. So as we are going to read our verses this morning, we might meet the word prosper. And the word prosper, you can, if you know the origin of the word, it also means success. So many times in the Bible, as we read the verses, we will find that the word prosper and the word success can be used interchangeably. So just to set a foundation for our talk. Then there is a very important fact. When we talk about accomplishment, it's definitely human efforts. I don't know how many hours LeBron James spends every day. He has a house with a personal basketball court. I don't know how many hours every day he has to spend in that court to be where he is right now. Or someone who has any of the riches of this world, how much hours also and how much days and months and have he spent to reach to that achieved goal that he has in his life. So when it comes to success, we have to realize one fact, that God gives success. You remember when we said that it has positive consequences. It has another dimension that maybe the world misses and doesn't look at it. And we're not talking here about you to be just an achiever, but we're talking here in this conference that you will be a successful person. So you have to understand, we have to understand that God gives the success. And I give you here two verses, if you can help me reading these verses, in Nehemiah 2:20 and in Genesis 39:3-23. So if you're ready with Nehemiah 2:20, you go ahead and read it to us. Any one of us have it, can just very loudly read the verse for us. And we're talking here about God gives the success. Samuel, you have it? Go ahead. Very loudly, read it, please.
I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We as servants will start rebuilding, but as for you, you have no share in
Jerusalem. Okay. That's fine, thank you. So again, read the beginning of that verse.
I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success.
Amen. So Nehemiah told the people in his days, God of heaven will give us success. Genesis 39, verse 3. Anyone has it? Faith, you have it? Go ahead. Amen. So his master, we are going to talk about Joseph tonight. His master saw that all what he did, the Lord has made it prosper in his hand. Don't forget that we are talking here about God gives the success. So Nehemiah said that the God of heaven will give us success. And about Joseph, it's written of him that the Lord has made everything that he does with his hand to prosper. And also verse 23 in the same chapter of Genesis 39. You can go ahead and read it for us. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. It's not just an achievement, but it is prosperity here, what we're talking about. It's a success. So who will give the success? The Lord will give the success. The Lord made it to prosper. The Lord of heaven will give us the success. And then, since God is the one who gives success, so also God has the right estimation for successful life. So it's not for me to look at you and say that you are successful or not. It's not for each of us to give that right estimation. But the one who gives the right estimation, there are manifestations. But the one who really gives the right estimation about that is God. And that's why our look should be unto Him. So how does the Bible see success? Now, as we have been progressing in our thoughts, how does the Bible see success? How it can be true in our lives? Number one, and please someone can prepare 1 Corinthians 3:11, and another one can prepare John 15:5 for us. So, number one, it has to be founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So success has to be founded on the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, this will make it, and there is a progression in this, this will make it having an eternal value. You remember we said that there are positive consequences. So it will not be just limited to the lifetime here. It's not just something temporal, but it's something that have eternal value. Number three, it should involve all aspects of life. It's not just one aspect. And there is an important verse I would like to direct your attention to in the third epistle of John and verse 2. And also we will see the story of this picture that we have here in the parable of the rich man in Luke 12 that the Lord has mentioned and left to us. So what is the first foundation that it has to be? What is the first requirement for that success? Successful life, it has to be, number one, it has to be founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where we can find this, can you, someone read us 1 Corinthians 3:11. These verses are very important, and I would like you to underline it. If you have your Bible, please underline it in your Bible so you can go to it. Nathan, you have your Bible? Go ahead. Thank you. For other foundation no man can lay. Other foundation no one can put except the foundation of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have another verse in John 15. The latter portion of John 15 verse 5. The Lord Jesus said, I'm going to read that. For without me you can do nothing. The Lord has said that. For without me, you can do nothing. And I want to pay your attention. We're not talking here about preaching. He's not talking to them here about without me, you cannot stand and preach in a podium. Or without me, you cannot reach with the gospel to someone. He's not talking about that. But he's talking about your whole life. Your whole life as a package. Since you wake up in the morning and every day until you go and retire to your bed, throughout the day, the Lord have said, without me, you can do nothing. This means that if you have done anything without the Lord today, it equal nothing. It might be a great in the eyes of this world. It might be a dream in the eyes of this world. But when it comes to the divine evaluation, when it comes to heavenly evaluation, the Lord Jesus said that without me, you can do nothing. So There is no one. It has to be founded. So our success has to be first founded on the person of the Lord Jesus. We are going to come and see how this will happen. Number two, it has to have eternal value. In the same chapter, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 13. Who will read that to us? Charlene, you have a Bible? Go ahead. So 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 13. Oh, so there will be a day that each work, the Bible, the previous verse here is saying that, what is the previous verse? Can you read also 12, verse 12? So now there is a foundation. And if anyone build on this foundation, what kind of elements here? Read it. Gold. Silver. Precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. And then what will happen in verse 13? Yes, there will be a day that all of our works, I'm very sure we all don't want to waste time in our lives. Time is life. My life is composed of years, months, weeks, days, hours, minutes. This is my life. I don't want to waste it. So even as I'm standing today before you and talk, this is not just spending time, but we are praying that this can be one of these elements that one day there will be a fire to test. And imagine that you have this work as a hay or wood. When the wood will be going through the fire, what will happen to the wood? It will burn. It will become ashes. It will have no existence. But what happens if the gold will go through the fire? Will it vanish? Never. It will shine more. So there will be a day that whatever we are going to accomplish, it will be tested. And if it will stand that test, then it will have that eternal value. If it will not stand that test, then we have lost it. We have lost it. So when we're talking here about the success, we're talking that whatever accomplishment that we do in our lives, it should have eternal value. It should have something beyond even this life that God will give the right estimation about it. Number three, it should involve all aspects of life. So, it's not just I have a position. It's not just I have a fame. Because I'm very sure you know stories and you hear every day in the news, and I know it during my lifetime, that people have achieved positions very high in this life, though their lives were a failure and they could never be successful in their lives. In New Jersey, we just had a cardiothoracic surgeon in a hospital that I'm in, and he's a 52 years old man who is looking outwardly very good looking man. He is have achieved in his life to be a cardiothoracic surgeon. He is very in the eyes of the world is very achiever and very successful man in the eye of the world. But we all woke up one day and on the news that he committed suicide jumping out of George Washington Bridge. And it was all over the news. What is this? Why this such a tragedy can happen in a life of someone, in the eyes of this world, he's a great achiever. But as we will go through our study, we will realize that nothing in the materials of this world, no matter of how much we will possess of it, can be the true success that we are talking about. And as you have come here, young people, what we feel that it is a responsibility toward us is to pass unto you as you're going through your life and you are in the very early beginning of it, that how I can lead a true successful life with the estimation of God Himself, a full life, not just a life that can be in the eyes of the world. And we have that very famous and known parable of this rich man here, that he was a very hard worker. He was a businessman. He could see that his farms now have brought what is much better than any other farms because he have managed it very well. And he has barns that are not enough for all his harvests. So now he said that I'm going to demolish this, I'm going to build others bigger, and I will tell myself that you have many goods for many years. You have a great wealth for many years. And there is a voice came from heaven to this man that was thinking about how much he achieved in this life. In Luke 12:20, who will read this verse for us? In Luke 12:20, there is a report. We all looking for the report card sometimes. And there is here the report that came from heaven. We said that God gave the right estimation. So, Janie, you read that verse for us? So, try to not to fall asleep. So, as we said that, if there is a verse, we all open it. All right, it will be a good exercise. So I would like to see that all hands are moving and try to open that. So what was the report that came to that man in Luke 12:20? Thank you. Isn't it hard? With all what he has in his life, God said to him, "Oh fool, this night, your soul will be required of you, and all what you have prepared, for whom it will be?" What he thought that it is success, God said, "Oh fool." So, and that's what we are talking about here, that it can be the desire and the wish and the dream of many in this lives, but when God look at it, he told him, "Oh fool." And that's what we are talking about here. Why? Because we said that the true success, now it has three main important points that we have to be aware of it. And I want you to tell me, David, what is the first point? Yes, read it loudly. Founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And who will tell me the second point? It should have eternal value. Who will tell me the third point? It's there. It should involve all aspects of life. So what is the first one, Nathan? Founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the second one, Charlene? It has eternal value. What is the third one, Faith? And you can read for us the 3 John 2. 3 John is the... John have written how many books in the Bible? 5 books, right? So the Gospel and 3 epistles. And 2 of these epistles have only 1 chapter. So there is no chapters, just the verse 2. Can you read verse 2 for us? Beloved, Yes, beloved, I desire that you prosper in all things. So we said here that it involves all aspects of life. These verses that I'm pointing to you, I would like you to know it very well, because nothing really can make an impression to my heart and to your heart like the Word of God. So, pointing you to these verses, take it like a goal that have it, because the Bible is not written about you, but it is written for you. So these verses that we have, it's written for us, and you should take heed and listen to it and understand it well. So it should involve all aspects of life. So it's not just, so this man here, the rich man, have taken care of all his business, of all his work. He might bought his wife a great house. He might have brought his children to very good schools. But there is one very important aspect of his life that, and of his achievement, that it did not have eternal value, nothing. It was not founded on the Lord Jesus Christ. It did not involve all aspects of his life. So, is it a little bit warm here? I don't think that we have a control for the temperature. Yeah. All right, so how can our accomplishment be founded on Christ? How can our accomplishment be founded? So we are going to take these three things and we are going to go through them. So we said that to really, for your accomplishment to be a true success, number one, it has to be founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, Christ is the subject of the whole Bible. We are going to go through progression. There is a progression of thoughts here in this slide that I would like you to come. We are trying to progress, to make some progress in our thoughts. We first started to see, or we did see, what is the difference between accomplishments and success. And then we found that success has to be really having main three elements founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It should have eternal value, and also it should involve all aspects of life. Now, we are here. I'm repeating, so if anyone got distracted, so can catch up with us again. Now, we are talking about how can our accomplishments be found on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ so it can be success. Otherwise, it will not be a success. Number one, it has to be now through the foundation of Christ. Where I can find Christ now? We said Christ is the subject of the whole Bible. And I would like one to read for me Psalm 40 verse 7. Psalm 40, verse 7. Someone can read it for us? Yeah.
Then I said, here I am, I have come. It's written about me in the scroll.
Yes, here I am come. It's written of me in the scripture, in the Bible. The Lord Jesus is the Spirit. Here I am. The Lord himself is called the Word of God. You all know the verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Right? In the beginning was the Word. And he is talking here about the Lord Jesus Christ in John 1:1. And he said that here I am in the volume of a book. It's written of me. Here I am. It's written of me. I come in the volume of the book. So the book that we have in our hand, the Bible, it speaks about one person who is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible speaks about Christ himself. Now, I would like you to see a very nice advice that David told his son Solomon. You know King David, he was about to die, and then he was passing the last words to his son Solomon, and that's we will find it in 1 Kings 2:1-3. So can one read this for us? Go ahead, Patrick. Can you loud your voice a little bit? Yeah. Thank you. So here, David is telling his son Solomon, if you really would like to prosper, then you have to walk in the, according to the law of Moses. And at that time, they have the law of Moses. They have the books of Moses, which are the first books of the Bible. So now Solomon is telling his son, David is telling his son Solomon that if you would like to prosper, you have to walk according to the words of God. And Moses also commanded the people in Deuteronomy 30. The same words, I would like you to take this, to write this verses here, and you might go through it in the discussion, that Moses told the people that if you really would like to prosper, if you like to succeed, there is only one way to succeed, is to go through the Word of God. And why going through the Word of God? Because the Word of God speaks about the Christ of God. And we're saying that the Christ has to be the foundation of our accomplishments. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus words in John 14, you can someone read for us John 14, and we have three verses. Have the Bible, Joyce? No? All right. So, in John 15 and, John 14 verses 15 and 21 and 23. Yes, go ahead. Read it loudly for us. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, the Lord Jesus said. Now David told Solomon, if you want to succeed, you have to keep the Lord's commandment. The Lord said here, if you love me, keep my commandment. Verse 21. Thank you. Whoever has my commandment, which is the word of God, and whoever has my commandments and keep them is the one that loves me. Verse 23.
Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home.
Thank you. So, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He will keep my commandment. The Lord Jesus said that. Alright, the commandment is to love the Lord. Here, Mark 12:30 is an important verse. Because now, if we love the Lord, we'll keep his commandment. And we will see that how can we love the Lord in the next slide. So, can someone read for us Mark 12? So now, we saw that Christ is in the Bible. We saw that David told Solomon, if you want to succeed, you have no other way but to go in your life according to the Word of God. Why? Christ is the subject of the Word of God, and our accomplishments have to be founded on it. And now, the Lord himself said that, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. So, how can we be really successful and make our life founded in the Lord Jesus? So now we have to connect between the Bible, his commandment, and his love. He said that if you love me, you will keep my commandment. Mark 12:30, go ahead.
With all your strength.
Say it again.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. and with all your mind.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind. So it seemed that I will not be able now to really keep his commandment. So the sign of love is keeping his commandments. And I have a command to love the Lord. So now, how can this happen? How does it start and what happens? How does it really start? We are trying to sit here the foundation of our discussion during this weekend. And we said that our accomplishments has to be founded, to be success. It has to be founded in the Lord Jesus. The Lord is in his commands. The Lord is in the Bible. How it starts? How it starts? It starts by accepting the gift of eternal life. So there is no true success in life. I just told you about that doctor and what happened to him. There is no true success in life without being founded in the Lord Jesus Christ. How it start to be founded? How can I love the Lord? It has to start by accepting the gift of eternal life. Listen, all of us have been born by sin. And in sin, we all have born sinners. We all of us. And there is one remedy for sin, because sin produces death. Sin produces separation from God. And there is only one remedy for that. What was the remedy for that? That God himself provided it when he came here in the flesh and he went to the cross. And in the cross, he said that you are a sinner. You are separated from God. You have no life in yourself. I'm going to be your replacement. I'm going to take your place on the cross. And there is no way. There is no way. To take life, to be alive again, to be connected with God again, without accepting the gift of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You all know John 3:16? Can we all say it together? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So there is no other way that we can have the right beginning without accepting. He gave, so God gave his only begotten Son. Why he gave his only begotten Son? So that whoever believes in him, whoever believes, meaning put his trust in him, realize that I am a sinner, I am in separation from God, I am dead in my sins, and there is no other way that I can be alive again to be connected with God without accepting what God has provided. God has given you this. Have you accepted it? So if we're going through this study, so before we go through anything, I think we have to pause a little bit, and each one of us will ask himself, have I accepted the gift of God that he gave me? God has given you his only begotten Son. Have you accepted him? Have you trusted that he died for me? Have you put all your trust and tell him, my eternity, I know that I'm going to live here in this life, maybe 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, but I know after life there is eternity. Have I trusted my eternity to his hand and to what he has provided to me? This is how it starts. So how it starts? I have to accept the gift. It is a gift. Who of you will not accept the gift? The gift of eternal life. How does it start and what happened? Through the work of the Holy Spirit, transformation happens, which gives us completely new nature. The Holy Spirit now is moving, maybe this morning, that one of us who is sitting here, listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will change, will use the Word of God. to give me a new nature, to give me a new life, because I cannot start a successful life. This is the right beginning. We are talking this morning, don't forget the subject, the right beginning of the successful life. It has to be founded on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way for this is to accept the gift of the eternal life, the Holy Spirit work in my heart, and this will transform me, will give me a completely new nature. And in John 1:12-13, we read this verse, that he came to his own and his own received him not. But those who received the Lord Jesus, God gave them power to be the children of God. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, I wrote for you here a verse that if we are in Christ, whoever is in Christ, he is a new creature. There is a transformation here happened. There is a change of life happened. You cannot be living as the world and as the other people live and do whatever they are doing every day from day to day, and I can expect a true successful life. I might be an achiever. I might get a very good grades in school. I might go to the university of my dreams. But will be the success that we are talking about. We said that success is much more than these accomplishments. So there has to be a transformation. This, number one, sets the right foundation. So the question that we have this morning, and I would like to direct to your minds and your heart, have your life changed and transformed from the darkness into light? So those who are sitting in this room, there is no other third category. So all of us who are sitting here in this room this morning, either we are still in darkness, either we are still in the natural human life, or we have been transformed through the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit into new creatures, into the changed life in Christ. Either your life is outside of Christ or in Christ. There is no third place. Where is your life? Where is your life? Either I am outside of Christ, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, those who are in Christ are new creatures. And this sets the right foundation. So before we go anywhere in our study, before we talk about anything else tonight or tomorrow, the first foundation is, have you changed? Have you been transformed? And then, how can our accomplishment be true success? So, Christian, once I am a believer, once I am in Christ, we read that those who are believers in 1 Corinthians 6:19, that our bodies become now the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in me. So if you are in Christ, if I'm in Christ, now you are indwelled by a divine person, by God himself, God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit leads me. In Romans 8:14, I left a verse for you there. Those who are the children of God are led, the sons of God are led by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because maybe many of you are asking, you're coming to a crossroad in life. Should I go this way or should I go to the other way? Should I do this or I do that? And we have that wonderful equipment that we are equipped with, that as believers we have the Holy Spirit inside us. If the Holy Spirit inside us, we have the promise that he will lead us. Furthermore, that we have the spirit of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. In Galatians 5:22, you have 9 wonderful things in the fruit of the Spirit that start with love and joy and peace and long-suffering, and faithfulness. All these wonderful fruit that you can enjoy in your life. And this gives the eternal value to our accomplishments. So what will give the eternal value for our accomplishments? That whatever I'm doing today is led by God Himself. Is being led, God, the Holy Spirit leads me to do this. And if God is leading me to this, this has an eternal value because God is eternal. And now this is a work that one day when it will be tested by fire, as we read in 1 Corinthians 3, it will stand that fire. Number three, it will make a success a reality in all aspects of life. Because we said that I am indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Of course, we are going to talk in our next studies how this can be practical more in our lives. So that I'm being led by the Holy Spirit and God is taking the whole control on my life. This will be the next studies that we will have. But at least for this morning, we have known, now I'm going to repeat again, the difference between, from your words yesterday, the difference between accomplishments and the true success. We saw that success has to have three important things. What is the first thing, Jane? Being founded in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the second thing, Faith? It should have eternal value. What is the third thing, Nathan? It should involve all aspects of life. It should involve all aspects of life. How this can happen? We have seen that, number one, I have to accept the gift of the eternal life. The Lord Jesus has to be my Savior. My life has to be changed and transformed. And as a believer, now I have the Holy Spirit that dwells in me, leads me, and show the work and the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. This is the right beginning of a successful life. So how about we bow our heads? And now we heard all these words. You dream to be successful. I am too. And each one of us that would like to lead a successful life. And what a wonderful thing that you be successful. And if you really want this to be a reality in your life, the question is, do you have the right beginning? Because what a waste. You saw this rich man, after all what he has done and achieved in life, what a waste that he can hear heaven saying, oh fool, what a waste, what a misery that he was in. So the question is, have your life been transformed? The Spirit of God is moving now on. If your life being transformed before and you know that you are a believer, maybe you can pray for someone else that he still did not give his heart to the Lord. This is a time. This is a time where the Spirit of God can use His Word that can change your life, that can set the right tone for your life when the Lord Jesus be the right foundation. He is the foundation of my life. My life is built on the rock. So whatever it comes across and in my future, no matter of how hard it is, it will stand because it's built on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would anyone really pray from his heart? Not loudly, just pray between you and the Lord. This is the time that your life can be, tell him, Lord, am I a believer? Are you my Lord and Savior? Have my life been transformed? Am I in Christ? And ask yourself this, because what a waste of life. What can profit a man if I will gain the whole world and will lose my own soul? What will profit me? Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are speaking these words for us. How wonderful your thoughts among us. You want to be successful children of God, that we can lead such a life that's prosperous, And you are speaking to us how to be founded on your person. How all what we do in this life have eternal value, that it will not just be temporal or vanish with the time of this life, but has eternal value, and to involve all aspects of our life. So we pray that this will be the true and reality in the life of each of us this morning. We commit all these words to you, and you are able to work by the Holy Spirit in our hearts that it can be a reality in the life of each one of us. In your precious name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you for your listening. You are wonderful listeners.